But he's listening in the car. Oh, Joey, I'm so sorry.
He's listening in the car?
How's I'm masturbating. That's nice.
How's he listening in the car?
Most likely the Big Fatty app.
Oh, I got to get that. Where is that?
It's free on iTunes.
Hold on.
Big Fatty Online. Get the online on there.
You know, we got to get...
Yeah, I typed in Big Fatty and I got something else entirely, so...
Yeah, I don't see it on the... You sure it's an actual app?
Yeah, I got it on my goddamn phone.
I see it, yeah.
Why would I lie to you?
I'm looking. Right here. I'm looking.
It's on both platforms, too.
I mean, a search for Big Fatty, and in the app section, I'm not getting anything. I'm getting Young Readers Books. Big Fatty, maybe it's one word?
Well, I see it coming up for Android stuff, so.
I wonder if it was removed from the store. The app
store. App store. Hold on. I'll send you the link. I got it right here.
All right.
You know, Anthony isn't the most technical savvy guy.
Yeah. You're talking to the guy that's all he does for a living.
There.
I'm in the process of work trying to finish up an app for my company I work at. Oh, the item you request is not currently available in the U.S. store.
Bum, 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 bum.
Someone alert the Big Fatometer.
But it's really popular in France.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's free on iTunes.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1062 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 22th of February 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we're going to introduce a brand new segment, Big Fatty Hound Novel. Hello, kitties. Big Fatty, they are the kids. That's a good one. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, Big Fatty was back in the coal mine today, and y'all spent most of the morning going through the e-letters and the voice letters and trying to handle all that good stuff. And then, of course, I had the doctor's appointment where, you know, he was going to go in with a circular saw and cut off my left foot, you know, for the sugar by DTs, but he decided against it, y'all. He decided against it. He said, "Big Fatty, you are fat." And, anyway, y'all, he just told me, he says, "Big Fatty, the ain't no playing no more now. You need to work on your sugar. And you need to work on getting your triglycerides under control and get your good cholesterol up." And you know, y'all, I take the pills for that. So God only knows what it'd be like if I didn't take the pills. Big Fatty, I couldn't have said it better myself. So anyway, Larry Klein found this thing that he's been doing. It kind of makes sense to me because, you know, things kind of have to make sense to me. And y'all, at my advanced age, you know, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. And but y'all, it's kind of like, and it's not really a diet. It's just watching what you eat. Well, I did Weight Watchers many, many, many years ago. Excuse me, WW. And y'all were very successful. Very successful. But, y'all, that's some rotisserie chicken. Yes, Big Fatty. But Larry Klaus found this thing that it basically says, you know, when you see pictures of cavemen, they're all lean and, you know, in fairly good shape and all. And y'all, it was because they got out and they were on their feet and they, you know, if they had to go somewhere, they had to walk. And you know, that's the exercise part of it all. And y'all, they pretty much ate meat and plants, and you know, fruits and berries and things like that that they would collect. They didn't have bread and sweets and things like that. Their fruit was their sweets. And y'all, it kind of makes sense. And you look at the people today, they're not eating as much good stuff. They're eating lots of breads and carbohydrates and sweets and all that kind of stuff. And aren't exercising. And look in the mirror, baby. Fatty, they're all unsubscribing. Well, y'all, speaking of that, I would like to announce that the pod track seems to be working perfectly because it's still showing zero subscribers. Bang, Fatty, it sounds perfect. He suggested that I cut way back on the carbohydrates, so y'all, there won't be any Girl Scout cookies this year. And he said cut way back on the sweets and anything white. Beh, Fatty, that's racist. So Joe in Dallas, if you would like, oh, beh, Fatty. And, you know, I don't like the beans anyway, so that's not a problem. But eat lots of colorful vegetables, he told me. And so, y'all, when I left the doctor's office, I and Larry Klein says, you know, I eat all the meat I want and all the vegetables I want and, you know, a little fruit here and there. And it seems to be working great for him. And so, y'all, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it the old college try. He's scheduled an appointment for me for 3 months from now. And, so he says that I want you to stick to it real close, for 3 months. And y'all, I think I can do that. I mean, it takes just setting your mind to it, y'all. That's what it is. Thank goodness bacon is a meat. Bacon!
Freddy, you still can't eat a pound of it.
No, you'll have to cut back a little bit on the bacon. But, y'all, the coffee is on there, so, you know, I'll be drinking the coffee and all that good stuff. But anyway, so I think we can do that. And, y'all, I left the doctor's office, and I didn't have enough time to head on back to the coal mine, so I stopped by the Whole Foods, and that does have a W, and got me a rotisserie chicken and some fresh vegetables and some strawberries and blackberries and nuts. Y'all, you can have the almonds. You know, those are good as a little snack. And what I'm gonna have to do is just go in and throw away anything that's got anything that looks like bread. And, you know, just, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. That's going to be hard because Big Fatty loves his bread. Let me tell you, loves his bread. So, but we'll see. We shall see how it goes. Yes, Big Fatty, we shall see how it goes. But, let's see. The weather rat's saying it's going into the 70s this week. Big Fatty, that doesn't sound like February. But, yeah, it's 76, dear Gussie. anyway, so, wish Big Fatty luck. Good luck, Big Fatty. Nice knowing you. So, and I guess I'll probably have to get out and do a little extra walking or something like that, too. So, anyway, we'll see. We shall see. We shall see. Big Fatty, we shall see. Yes! And, anyway, y'all, you know, I used to, read the bacon calendar on that little show, but, you know, it ran out. And, so y'all, there's always, y'all, and I've been saying this wrong for years. I've been saying, you know, there's a book out there called, Everything I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And that is a good book, y'all. But y'all, that's not the book I was thinking of when I was saying that. Y'all, the book
The book that I've been thinking about is called Life's Little Instruction Book. And, y'all, it's just little, you know, I'll just read the introduction to you. A wise man once shared with me the secret of creating a successful life. It's simple, he says. It's all in knowing what to hold close and what to flee from. I think he's right. And it's what I've learned about the values to embrace and the temptations to avoid that make up this collection and the two previous volumes of Life's Little Instruction Book. Volume 1 began as 30 handwritten pages of fatherly advice I typed up and gave to my son Adam as he was beginning his freshman year at college. 2 years later, I sent him 500 or so entries that became Life's Little Instruction Book Volume 2. He called me a couple of days after receiving it and indicated that he would welcome another list every 2 years or so. So, y'all, it's just advice, okay? And that's what the author says. And, y'all, I'm just going to read you. And y'all, it's very similar to the, you know, it's just things that you need to be reminded of every now and then. It's just like I heard the Vons, yo, you know, talking about on her show about people taking things that weren't theirs. It was like the bodybuilder coming in and getting the iced tea to mix with his protein powder without paying for it. And you know that's I mean there may have been other circumstances that we don't know about, but on as a casual observer, which the Vons yo was, it just didn't seem right. And y'all, 99 out of 100 times, if it doesn't look right, it probably isn't right. So y'all, we're going to start with Life's Little Instruction Book, and I'm going to just read you a little passage. It may not be every day, but every now and then we'll do that. And y'all, what better music to have for this segment of the show than something that takes us back, many of us back, to our childhood? Big Freddy, anyway. Yes, Big Freddy! Of course, y'all, many of you recognize that as the music from Captain Kangaroo, which is what many of us grew up watching on the TV machine in our childhood. So, y'all, these are just one single sentences here. I'm going to read a few to you as long as the music's playing. But just a couple of things to keep in your mind as the day goes along. Number one. Compliment 3 people every day. Y'all, we don't do enough of that. Don't do enough of that. Number 2, have a dog. Number 3, watch a sunrise at least once a year. Number 4, remember other people's birthdays. And number 5, overtip breakfast waitresses. Now, I know the music ran out on me there, y'all, but I wanted to get those in, so that's where we are. Y'all, we'll just read a few of those each day, and so be it. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just wonderful. And, y'all, I agree with that one about the overtip the breakfast waitresses, because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Breakfast is the least expensive meal of the day at a restaurant. And y'all, I think the waitresses work twice as hard. First of all, they got to put up with you when you look like teetotal hell a lot of times, and you know, you may smell like a you know, a drunken sailor from the night before, but y'all, you, if they pour you one cup of the coffee, they pour you three or four, I bet. Y'all, they you want them to be a cheery spirit. You know, you may not want them there all the time, but you don't want to deal with grumpiness. And y'all, I mean, that's your job in the morning, is to be grumpy. So y'all definitely overtip Brufkus waitresses. So anyway, y'all just love that little book. Love it, Big Fatty. We just love it. So anyway, so we'll read a couple of those each day, and y'all, it's the little things in life. It's the little things in life that you know, that sometimes we need to be reminded of. Big Freddy, you're just getting all off Big Freddy-ish. So, and y'all, I wish I could remember other people's birthdays, but sometimes I have to be reminded because I'm Big Freddy. So, anyway, and but y'all, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with reminding Big Freddy of when your birthday is, because y'all, I'm poor Big Freddy. Anyway, and y'all, I have an assistant, but I still can't get them all. So you got to help me out. Y'all, there's one Big Freddy, okay? There's one Big Freddy, and there's, well, actually, there's none of y'all, because that's what the pod track. Big Freddy, you have to give it a day or two before it kicks in. So, anyway, y'all, I got something from my mother. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do it all on today's little show. Y'all, by the voice is sounding a little bit better right now. Y'all, you know, today is that Ash Wednesday. y'all, that's why those people have all that shit on their forehead today. Y'all, that's something about getting old. Okay, we don't need to see that. That's not what I'm looking for. What is this other one that she sent me? And getting older. getting old. Oh, this was cute, y'all. $5.37. That's what the kid behind the counter at the Taco Bell said to me. I dug into my pocket and pulled out some lint and two dimes and something that used to be a Jolly Rancher. Having already handed the kid a five spot, I headed back to the truck to grab some change when the kid with the Elmo hairdo said the hottest thing anyone's ever said to me. He said, "It's okay, I'll just give you the senior citizen's discount." I turned to see who he was talking to, and then heard the sound of change hitting the counter in front of me. "Only $4.68," he said cheerfully. I stood there stupefied. "I'm 56, not even 60 yet. A mere child. Senior citizen?" I took my burrito and walked out to the truck, wondering what was wrong with Elmo. Was he blind? As I sat in the truck, my blood began to boil. Old. Me, I'll show him, I thought. I opened the door and headed back inside. I strode to the counter, and there he was, waiting with a smile. Before I could say a word, he held up something and jingled it in front of me like I could be easily distracted. "What am I now, a toddler?" "Dude, you can't get too far without your car keys, eh?" I stared with utter disdain at the keys. Oh, dear Gussie. I began to rationalize in my mind. Leaving keys behind hardly makes a man elderly. It could happen to anyone. Well, I turned and headed back to the truck, and I slipped the key in the ignition, but it wouldn't turn. What now? I checked my keys and tried another. Still nothing. That's when I noticed the purple beads hanging in the rearview mirror, and I had no purple beads hanging in my rearview mirror. Then after a few other objects came into focus, Big Freddy, you've run out of time! Poor Big Freddy! Big Freddy is too old to read all of that. So, anyway, y'all, Big Freddy, you fucked it up! Why would the Santa 69 listen to this?
It's free on iTunes.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.